Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. It's my favorite thing, by the way. You know, seriously. You know, some of you guys, off my shoulder, I got the news up there, and I'm watching, and everybody's talking about the Biden crisis. Newsmax, and even Fox News and a few others. And how bad it is at the border. Well, I got some news for you. The people in charge, the people in power, they don't care. Let's just be honest about it. They don't care. And because they don't care, right? I mean, really what the bottom line is, they just don't care. You're going to find out that no matter how much noise you make, they're not going to do anything. They themselves. You know, the Republicans go down to the border and they're showing pictures and they're doing all that, and that's great. Until they start eating up a whole bunch of time on the floor. Until they start taking as much time, do the procedural movements they need to do, learn the parliamentary procedures. We're terrible at that. Dems are great at it, but we're terrible at it. That's how you bring them down. That's how you play their head games with them. What are they going to do? Totally ignore them? Probably at some point in time, yes. But hold them to the carpet on it. Don't give up. Hold them to the carpet on it. I don't get why this is so hard for people. I really don't. Part of it is because we don't hire. You heard me. I've said this a million times. We don't hire the right people for those jobs. That's really what it boils down to. They're not doing the job. Get rid of them. Stop with this R and the D stuff. Right? I mean, whether Republican or Democrat. Got to vote for Republican because they're always better than Democrat. Really? How do you feel about that now? Huh? Well, guess what? Here's something we can get in line with the Pope on, huh? Catholic or not. I know many of you, you know, have made fun of these kind of things in the past, but look, the Pope has blessed, if you would, the fact that in writing the Vatican refuses to bless same-sex unions. Right? They will not. And what's always funny is whenever the Pope is, or anybody really, not just the Pope, let's just be honest about it, I've always said the same thing. I don't, you know, whether you're gay or lesbian or whatever, you deserve, you know, you deserve the respect of being a human. Seriously, right? We're supposed to, as Christians, we're supposed to treat people with dignity and love. And some people take that like craziness. But the Vatican decree on Monday said that the Catholic Church cannot bless same-sex unions since God cannot bless sin. The Vatican's Orthodoxy Office said the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith issued a formal response to a question about whether Catholic clergy can bless gay unions and or gay marriage, for that matter. Now, unlike the government, it wasn't a 2,000-page response. It was a 2-page response. But the decree distinguishes, which is the right thing to do, between the church's welcoming and blessing of gay people, which it upheld, but not unions. Right? Remember, whether you guys want to hear this or not, I know some of you are pretty hardcore right-wing whatever. God never tells you to pound on, to stick your finger in the face of, to yell at gay people or lesbian people. Never, ever, ever. All right? It's really that simple. Remember, you know the old, I kind of hate it, but it is a true statement. You hate the sin, you love the sinner. You love the person, because the person can always come around. No matter what they're doing, I don't care what it is. And being, you know, involved in sexual, you know, gay sexual acts is no more a sin, or as much a sin, excuse me, as adultery, stealing, or any one of those things. Why we seem to single it out as the at the top of the list, I just never really got that. Sin is sin is sin. Not one is better than the other. Well, you know, because then you sit there going, well, at least I don't have sex with other men. That's right. I have sex with other women, not my wife. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. The presence of such relationships, it goes on to say, of positive elements, which are in themselves be valued and appreciated, cannot justify these relationships and render them legitimate. Now, you know, it's really funny because the left has always looked towards, especially this pope, to kind of give a blessing to what they're doing. And they ignore the stuff, usually they ignore the stuff that they don't like, but this is not one they could easily slip away from. So I find this, we're always looking as to what's wrong with the Catholic Church or what's wrong with large churches like that, and I think that you need to be both. If you're going to be honest, if you're going to be true, right, then what you need to do is you need to call out both sides, all sides, and give, the Bible says, you give honor to whom honor is due. You need to do the same thing. Whether you're on board with them or not, if they're doing the right thing, whoever that is. Speaking of doing the right thing, God bless. I'm going to save this for the next one, because I know this will make Dr. B crazy. And it'll get her going. Anyway, when we come back, Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. Dr. B, we lovingly refer to her as. She's got an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis in neuropsychology. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. And we're going to have her on to discuss the crazy issues of the day in just a few minutes. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving around. You should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, as I always say, you know, being part of. Because really, when you get information, it's really the only way that you can, you know, respond back to somebody, right? And you got to be informed with it. Please, please do me a favor, guys. Don't be one of them. And you know what I mean by that, right? Don't be one of them. Don't be one of those people that you think you have all the answers and you don't, right? You think that that you're right just because you heard it through, I don't know, three other Twitter feeds or whatever? Because that really starts to cause a lot of trouble. And then once you get it wrong a few times, sometimes even once, but once you get it wrong a few times, you'll see why these people get so irritated. Because you lose credibility, and then Then they really don't know what to do, right? We'll have Dr. B on, I hope, with us in just a couple of minutes. But I know we're all excited, and we get irritated, and we want to get the word out. We want to let people know what's going on. But you really, truly, make sure you got it right when you send it out there. Because, really, it stinks when you have to go back and say, yeah, you know that story I sent you the other day? Well, it wasn't quite right there. All right, let's do this while I'm waiting for Dr. B to join us. The, guess what? Jesus is non-binary. Did you know that? There's a religious studies professor that says that Jesus is non-binary. This Pennsylvania professor of religious studies is claiming that Jesus was neither male nor female. Now, I know I touched on this last week, but somebody actually called me on it and said, well, God is neither male or female. Yeah, okay, now you get all theological on me, but this particular article, this particular professor is talking about the man, Jesus Christ. He was very binary. All right, and then they try to twist scripture. Like it says that God is not a man that he should lie. Well, if he's not a man, then why are they referring to him as he, number one, or in the masculine, if you would. But even that's beside the point. They think they're so smart. This liberal professor, though, he doubled down on his claims in an interview with a Christian organization. And he wants to look at, this is what set me off. He wants to look at Jesus through a queer prophet view. I'm like, what the heck does that mean? Right, everything somehow has to be looked at from the minority viewpoint. An indigenous shaman or an African type of messiah viewpoint. This guy was really off the rails. The part that some of you missed when I was talking about this story was he is a professor of religious studies at a college. This guy is teaching your children, teaching your Christian children, teaching your friends, girlfriends, whatever. And this is the stuff the left is putting in their head on a regular basis. This is why I say to you, you really have to pay attention to the schools that your kids are going to. You really have to pay attention to know what it is they're being taught, what's being put in their head, and ask your kids questions. Why not? What are you afraid of? The only way you're going to know what's being taught for real, what they're being taught for real, is if you ask them questions to find out what it is that they're seeing and hearing. Right? And don't be afraid. They're your kids. You see, you're the one, to put it bluntly and simply, you're the one that has to deal with the mess that the state leaves you in the form of bad education. Are you okay with that? Is this something you're good with? It's just amazing. You shouldn't be. And that's why I say you should be pushing back. You should be telling these kids, you heard me, kids. Look at some of the decisions they're making. Of course they're kids. In California, this is really kind of funny. The Democrats roll out a coordinated effort to save Newsom from a recall effort. Right? So now they're trying to raise money to save his sorry little butt. The Democrats are rallying behind Governor Gavin Newsom's effort to defend himself from a recall effort, which his campaign is attempting to characterize as an effort supported by right-wing extremists. Here's the problem. They can call it what they want to call it. But Democrats have signed those petitions in very large numbers. It is, I won't say equal, But independents, Democrats, are signing those in amazing numbers. Right? Now, they unveiled an effort to combat the recall effort dubbed Stop the Republican Recall. And it's got the support of Senator Elizabeth Warren. Wait a minute. This is even better. Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Alex Padilla, Bernie Sanders, Katie Porter, Ro Khanna, and Stacey Abrams. Right? I mean, is this the A-list of Democrat, you know, leftist loonyism? Or what? Seriously. And then it's a Republican thing? This is what I love the most. Now, Sanders believes it's extremist Republicans. Boy, there's a nasty word. I thought we weren't supposed to use that. He's calling on all Americans to unite and fight back. The cry wasn't, I'm telling people to wear masks, you idiot. Yes, I'm going to call you names, because that's what you are. The masks is just a small, small part of the bigger portion. Right? What about the $31 billion in EDD, which is unemployment, that he blew, that he wasted, that he sent to people who should have never got it? And it wasn't, that is not the right saying, well, yeah, those people shouldn't have it. He sent unemployment checks, hundreds of millions of dollars, to incarcerated people. Are we for real? And then on top of all of this, what's he do? He starts his own stimulus plan where he's sending $600 checks or $1,200 checks to illegal alien homes. I'm just thoroughly amazed. And then the other thing they don't tell you either is that even the Democrats in the state have mad at him. This is nothing new. Dr. Bridget Belson joins us after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. You listen to Real Side.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two men have been arrested for assaulting a Capitol Police officer during the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. That officer, Brian Sicknick, later died. Julian Cater of Pennsylvania and George Tanios of West Virginia are charged with 9 counts and facing up to 20 years in prison. The men are accused of using a chemical spray against officers during the riot. The Senate has narrowly confirmed New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland to become the next Secretary of the Interior. The final vote was 51-40. Haaland will now become the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary. At least three people are dead and six more injured after a car drove up onto a sidewalk in downtown San Diego. Witnesses say the driver drove up onto the sidewalk and into a group of people under an overpass. Authorities say most of those people were homeless. The driver is being held on charges of vehicular manslaughter and driving under the influence. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged. You know, whatever you have to do, head up to the website so you can see what's going on there. Take the poll. Sign up for the newsletters. I mean, honestly, if you sign up for the newsletter, at least you'd get some information as to what's coming up and what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be talking about. The potential guests on the show, I would imagine, I would hope. That's a good thing as well. And I do appreciate your time with me. But let me get to it. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me on the show, she does every week to try to help us with our mental inabilities. I'll use that one. How's that? I think that's nice.
Mental inabilities.
I mean, look, I'm getting emails from people are freaking out all over the place. Look what Joe Biden is doing. Look what it's going to cost us. Look at this. Look at that. Now we can have. What is it? Transgender surgeries now are going to be paid for in the military. It doesn't stop. The madness just doesn't stop.
It doesn't. It is madness, and Joe Biden's doing none of it. That's the funny thing. It's not him. It's his little groupies.
Yes. No, it's not him. You're right.
No, but the damage, psychology and the psychological damage that is going on is continuing, and it is heating up. And, someone mentioned the other day that, everybody says that it's such a rapid rate that we're going downhill, morally, and he said, I disagree. You know, it's the 60s were pretty bad, and then, we've just been kind of declining ever since. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? What is going on with the brainwashing, right? The rhetoric, what they want to do in schools, the way it's so far beyond birth control of the 60s, right? The pill. This is so beyond it, and it's so fast and so extreme. And I'm like, what are you talking about? But this person, he just didn't get it. He did not get it. He wasn't a Christian. He didn't see the moral side of it. And, I talk to a lot of friends of mine that are Christians, and it's true. They don't get it to them. And I heard you talking, in the hour before me. They think this is progress. And that's the great lie, right? The father of lies. And that's what he does. He gives you exactly what you want. And people are calling it progress. And it's out of control. absolutely out of control. And again, it's costing lives. You know, there are new studies almost every week now worldwide, and from the UK, from Japan, from Singapore, from the US, from Canada, about how we are deteriorating. And our children's mental health, even more so, are deteriorating, not even just getting worse, but deteriorating. To me, that's a strong word. You know, that means their brains and their minds, when it starts to go downhill that bad, you don't get that back. We don't get second chances. So I have to vehemently, that word, disagree with that man who said that we aren't as bad as what people think. I don't see a way out of it. I don't know, you're a little older than me, not that much. Do you see the progress happening faster in your mind?
Oh, you mean the negative progress?
Yes, the progress.
Yeah, actually I do.
In quotes.
And I say that because I think people have been more conditioned to allow the government to do more now than they were.
Yes.
Look, when I grew up
in the
70s, okay, the more the government tried to push itself into your family, the more my family or people like my family, they were legal immigrants, pushed back because it was an embarrassment to have the government cut you a check. It was an embarrassment for somebody to see you show up at the supermarket with, you know, at that time you had to use food stamps. There wasn't a card.
Yes.
And not that it should be an embarrassment. If, you know, my attitude has always been, if you need temporary help, something has happened in your family or what have you, and you need temporary help, I don't personally have a problem with that.
No.
But when it works out to be years and years and decades, I have a problem with that, especially when you actually don't need it. But I think we've come to a point now, and you can agree or disagree, but I think more and more people want to be taken care of. They want the assurance of the government going to be there with a weekly $400 check or whatever, you know, whatever it turns out to be for unemployment. They want to have the insurance covered by the government. I'm afraid they've turned society as a whole into a dependent society.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the laziness, you know, I mean, it's just a lazy mentality. And to your point, you know, talking about how, you know, your parents and then, you know, older generations, the boomers, the silence, you know, how they didn't want to depend, right? Nobody wanted to be, we all used the stamps. My grandma, my great grandma, you know, used in the grocery store, and they didn't want to. Mostly my grandpa was in the military, so he got things, but it was very, you know, on the down low, and everybody looked at you, you know, the checker's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And it's like, no, we're okay. You know, we'll be okay. But right. It wasn't this thing to just the EBT card and you're buying this and that and kind of wearing it as a badge. And there's a study I just read, and this came out in 2020. Talking about the generations and how they look at what the government, how much the government should do to solve problems. And we've got the millennials, 64% say that the government needs to do more to solve our problems, 64%. And then we've got our Gen Xers, right? They're in the, you know, low 40s, the high 40s, that the government needs to do more. We've got the boomers, they're in the low 40s. And then we've got the silence, who like 30% say, so that's 70% of the silent generations are like, no, hands off, right? So it's going up and up and up, but 64% of millennials say that the government needs to continue to step in and do it.
I know, that's scary, though, isn't it? I mean,
this is very
about the
scary.
Fact that they're looking at the government and they're saying, yeah, you need to take care of me. All right?
65%. Look at them. Look at their representatives.
All right, but does this go back to what you and I have been talking about for almost 2 years now, which is parents have made their kids dependent. I'll even put a period right there. Dependent.
Yeah.
So they always knew they could turn to mom and dad to save their butts. They always knew that, you know, they could try just about anything and mom and dad were there to save them well into adulthood. And now they've gone into colleges, they've amassed all this debt, they've done all this. Now they're sitting around, they can't get a job. So government needs to take care of me and wipe out my debt, don't they?
That's right. That's right. You know, it's unbelievable because, you know, looking at this study, it's a really interesting study. It's all over the place, and you can find it at the Pew Research Center, and just look for the 2019-2020 study on Gen Z millennials and you know, everything. I mean, it's incredible. But just looking at what the parents believe, and a lot of these, the parents were Republicans, the millennial parents actually started out Republicans, changed their mind when they lost jobs and things like that. And then their kids, though, drastically changed, you know, did an about face from their parents and became Democrats, it says, and more Democratic leaners. And what? Why? You know, we look at Gen Z and Gen and the millennials both. So Gen Zers are kids that are 9 to 23. They're going to turn 23 this year. And then the millennials are 24 on up, going to almost be 40 this year. So they're the ones that, especially Gen Zers, they don't know a life without social media. They don't know a life without the psychological manipulation of all of these applications, these apps, these phone apps. They don't know a life, really, outside of electronic devices. And these devices have just been manipulating them, right, and pouring into them. And if this study doesn't show you the impact of what social media does, not only to the mind, but psychologically and brainwashing, the things you were talking about earlier today, then nothing will. Everything I've been saying, everything I've been screaming for years and years and years about watching out, these parents opening their eyes and stop handing these devices to them and let them do the raising of them instead of the parents, we're going to be in trouble. And now we are. Good luck being taken care of. They're not going to take care of you. You're not going to have any money. You're not going to have a place to go, especially in New York with Cuomo. It's going to kill you off. But this is what we've done. We have let them psychologically manipulate our kids. All the apps, all these movies, mm-hmm. everything that is in front of them. And here we go. So you're welcome. I mean, we've done this as parents, and these studies are showing this. I mean, this is shocking sort of to me in a sad way, right? It's just shocking to see everything I've been saying come to life.
Right.
I mean, it's right here.
I agree with you. And again, they're going to find out hard and fast that unlike mom and dad, when they ask for something, mom and dad gave it to them the way they wanted it to, you know, the iPhones, the shoes, the clothes, whatever. When they go to the government for help, they're not going to get what they wanted. They're not going to get the apartment they wanted or the job they wanted. The government's going to give you what they want to give you, what's available, and what they perceive you're going to be the best at. It's not going to freak them out. So we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B right after the break.
Hopefully I didn't put everybody to sleep, but this is an incredible, this is one of the best.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The truth. We are back. This is the Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, a lot you can do up there. But let me get right back to her because I want to get through some of this. Dr. Bridget Belson joins us, as she does every week, to kind of help us, I guess, work through this mess of psychological garbage that they're throwing at us on a regular. Because it is all conditioning one way or the other, is it not?
Yeah. Yes. Psychological conditioning, and it's everywhere. It's in our education systems, right? It's at home. It's completely everywhere. You know, and I'm wondering if you'll find this interesting. I found it interesting, but, you know, and it's things that we used to be able to tell our kids, but we used to be able to say, stop caring what other people think, right? Just do your thing, put your head down, be a good person, right?
Yeah.
Well, now there's the whole progressive, you know, liberal thing that is, yeah, let's stop caring what other people think, to the point of when you're in power and when you're in control and you're hurting people and you're making them upset, who cares? Keep doing what you're doing because you need to climb the ladder. So this is a whole new groupthink that they are pushing. They're taking such good things, right, that we used to tell, stop caring, right, the bully, you know, pray for them, you know, take them a cookie. If they don't like it, walk away, punch them once, whatever you need to do. And now they're like, absolutely. You know, Gen X used to say that, our grandparents, let's do it. And they're embracing it to the point of bullying, like, do not care. as long as you have the power and you're climbing the ladder, a corporate ladder, educational ladder. So hang on, because this is the new thing that people will start to be seeing.
It's coddling, though, but it's the same stuff that we've always talked about. It's coddling, whether it's the government, the parents, the teachers, they're coddling these kids to make sure that they don't feel bad. And then when they do, the person making them feel bad is the enemy, not the teacher who's going to allow them to pass even though they haven't turned in any homework. Mom and dad are going to give them food for dinner even though they've done absolutely nothing to help themselves or look for a job. I mean, I can go through the whole list of stuff I know that you've run into, I've run into, and... You know, they used to call it enabling. When you had kids that were on drugs or what have you, they called it enabling. Why are you enabling your child to be able to do this? You're doing this now. Are you? It's the same thing, isn't it?
They're turning everything around. That's the thing. You know, we say don't care what other people think in the point of, hey, be strong, you know, strong in the Lord, right? Strong in what your parents and your grandparents have raised you to be instead of, you know, crying about everything. And now they're taking it and twisting it like they do to everything and saying, yeah, that's true. Stop caring what others think. Stomp on them. Do what you need to do. Step on people on your way up and embrace it because you deserve it. And I'm like, well, no. That's not at all what we meant, right? You and I, our generation and the generation before us meant at all. And then you're right with the coddling. I think it goes hand in hand. Now, right, we're doing ethnomath. I don't even know. We're doing all these things to dumb down and get down to the dumbest person in the lot because they were raised that way. I'm not making fun of people who can't do this and achieve. Right. It's the people that the parents and these cultures and these fake politicians have told them, oh, because of the color of your skin or your gender, you can't do math. So we're going to dumb it down. It's so ridiculous. My mom's a teacher. I know it drives her nuts. You know, she sees certain things, you know, helping our children with math and science, and she's just like, I am so sorry that you still have school-age children that have to endure it. It's dumb. It's just ridiculous. And it's a little better in Texas, and it's, you know, a little better in our area. But I see what California and Oregon and Washington and some...
What we did is kids were failing.
Yeah.
Instead of helping them to do better, we kept lowering the exam scores. Now
yes,
we get to the point where we don't have an exit exam in high school. And the stupid thing about it was they were given the exit exam in 10th grade, so you're still 2 years away from graduating. But apparently it was so hard for most kids to take, they just did away with it. How does that help a child succeed?
That's a great question. And how does, you know, literally dumbing it down and saying 2 + 5 equals a purple cow. I mean, literally, it's things like that. It doesn't, oh, they said a purple cow. Oh, they're creative. That's awesome. Good job. You get an A for creativity. I'm like, what? This is really happening. Right. It's real. It's not funny anymore. We used to joke about all this funny math and... We're here, and that I think is like, what are people thinking? What happened?
Nuts.
I feel like I woke up on the other side of the world. I'm like, what? You know, I'm waiting for all of it to just be a bad dream, but it's not. And we've got kids that are, and I'd say it's the majority of, you know, children who want to do good, they want to achieve, right? And they want to grow. They don't want to be. They know that is not right because it just doesn't make sense.
No.
It's just bizarre. So I feel sorry for them. Again, being manipulated psychologically in schools, and I don't even know.
Feel stupid because, you know, the teachers and administrators, in some cases, are telling the parents, hey, look, we'll take care of this. You know, we're the smart ones. We're the educated ones. You just do what we tell you to do, and everything will be fine. Well,
absolutely.
I don't buy into those things. I never have.
And they do, though, Joe, right? The majority of parents are like, okay, yes, whatever you say.
Well, they're the teacher. They're the, can, they're, you know, they're the school person. They're the educated. They must know. I'm just a short order cook, you know? I mean, no. You know your kids. I ran into that with my son. And I finally looked at the counselor and say, no. You don't live with this kid every day. You're not going to be here next year. I still have to put up with this child.
Right?
So,
and you're in the minority. That's the sad part. Parents like us are in the minority. And there are parents out there. I always want to say that because I always get mail from my friends. They're like, I'm not doing that. I know. And keep it up. And they all feel so crazy. I think that's the thing now. Just the heaviness of everything going on psychologically, you know, COVID, everything. It's just the heaviness. It's made people mean. Not really made people mean. I said that to a friend, and they're like, no, I think it's bringing the sin out, right? Because they're just subscribing to it all. And
don't
God's
you think
just
some
like
of frustration, though. Don't you think some of it is?
Oh, for sure.
They've reached a COVID boiling over point.
Everybody, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
California, strictest mask regulations in the country, got
unbelievable.
The worst, you know, cases running rampant, and yet Florida's just the opposite. So I think people are getting to a point where they know they're being lied to or manipulated, and I think it's just boiling over. They can't hold back anymore.
No, it is. You know, and I just got back from Florida, and Orlando's different. It's so different and so bad because it's touristy and very liberal area. And the masks, we went to Disney, went to three different parks, and you had to wear masks. I mean, they'd follow you. They'd chase you down. They'd yell, the workers would yell at you across the way, get your nose covered. And it was very interesting to see. And they're in fear like California was. I know when you get farther out of Florida, it's fine. Very different. But around Orlando, it was so bizarre. And at the airport, I was, you know, we were heading back to Texas, but we had to go through the little train thing or on the train thing. And we hopped on, and every chance I get, I just let my mask. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I just let it off. And Allie, you know, pulls it down from her nose because she gets migraines. But we sat down, and this mother and the son, probably my age, and the son was probably Allie's age, just looked at me with these eyes, and they just, her face started turning red, the part that wasn't covered from head to toe in mask, and she stood up and shook her head and shook her finger at me and then took off and went down two seats. And I'm just like, are you, calm down.
I showered.
We're 6 feet apart.
What are you leaving for?
I know, I should have just smelled it. And then her son just starts shaking his head at Allie, and Allie just pulled up. She had a Trump mask. She just pulled it up.
All right.
It was hilarious. But this, oh, and she starts tapping her foot, you know, and I'm like, we're 6 feet apart. You're fine.
Yep.
Goodness, but gosh, she was angry.
Well, don't you think there should be a clue when they say, even if you get the shot, if you're in a room with a bunch of people, they've all had the shot, you should still maintain 6 feet in the mask. Then why bother getting the shot?
Seriously, it doesn't.
I mean, help me understand. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Don't have a college degree. Help me figure this out. You know?
Common sense. You got it. You know, at Disney, all the lines, everybody, you know, they have the lines, so you stand 6 feet apart, and some of them are like up to 18 feet apart. And we were fine following that. Yeah. And I'm like, if we're doing this, why do we, you know, and they're sanitizing everything and hand washing stations. And I'm like, that's fine, but make it an option. But Disney kept saying, it's a federal mandate, you know, Biden said. So I'm like,
it's not a federal mandate. I mean, you can't just sign something like that into being.
Why do we have governors if it's a federal man? You know, you can't.
No.
So
we haven't taught our kids about schools. That's the problem. We really haven't taught them about government. I mean, can you imagine some of these young people really knew how to push back? I don't know. It irritates the crud out of me that the teachers are the most, and forgive me if a teacher's listening because I don't mean it the way it's going to come out, is the most revered person in the community, a high school teacher. Well,
yeah,
you've got a lot of high school teachers on the left. You've got a lot of high school teachers that are ideological in their way of thinking, and that's not right. It's not fair.
No. We need to get back to the common ground, reading, writing, arithmetic. There are a lot of good teachers that want to do that, and they can't, and they're frustrated, and they're quitting because they can't do their job. So
well, you guys in Texas, though, you've got the school board races coming all over the place, don't you?
We do. Lots of city council, lots of school board. It's going to be interesting because, you know, we're suing everybody. So we'll see.
People need to step up. People, you know, you can change it at a school board level, but you got to get off your butt and actually want to change it. Dr. B, where do people find you quick?
DrBRadio.com.
That's too easy, man. Joe Bacini, your host. This is The Real Side. It's an hour of just me coming up. Don't go far.